Are you always coming up with new ideas and sharing them with your team? Or are you working with somebody who's always bringing new ideas to the table and you feel like you're constantly pivoting and trying to keep up? This episode is for you.
This is for you, the online business owner who wants to maximize your profit and multiply your impact. I'm Shanna, host of the Community Creators Podcast. I've spent over a decade helping top brands and entrepreneurs create thriving communities that increase their reach, retention, and revenue. This podcast is where I share my best insights and invite you into conversations with the world's leading community creators and cultivators. So grab your favorite mug, fill it up, and let's get started.
Have you ever worked with somebody that's always coming to the table with lots of new ideas and really big visions? Or maybe you are that person yourself. In fact, if you're a business owner, chances are you lean towards being a visionary. But how do you know if you are a visionary? Well, you tend to be somebody who's really great at getting new ideas. You're always thinking about better ways to do things or creative ways to do things. You tend to be really future thinking, not necessarily focused on the here and now. And you also tend to be a pretty big picture thinker, not really mired down in the details. So you might not be so great at the day-to-day of managing projects, all of those details, the implementation side of things. Now, that does mean that you are likely to be a great CEO or business owner, but it can be challenging in a business when you have a visionary at the helm. So when a visionary is the leader, it can present challenges, especially if the visionary isn't aware and doesn't really understand what to do with all of those ideas. So that's what I want to talk to you about today, because I have worked very closely with somebody who leans heavily on the visionary side, and I've seen the impact that that can have on a team. And I've also seen the impact of all the good that comes from those big visions and how that can push and encourage and challenge a team, and really had to work with this person to really strike a balance between what's realistic, what we can actually accomplish, priorities in the business, and their big ideas and visions. And I often hear from the community managers that I serve that they're business owners. They go off, they go to these masterminds, and they come back with 1,000 ideas. And it's like drinking from a fire hose, because they literally just pour all of these ideas. And maybe you as a business owner have made that mistake of just coming back from a mastermind with 50 ideas. You dump those 50 ideas on your team and you're like, go. Or you were all headed in one direction, working on a specific strategy, and you come back and you're like, no, we shouldn't be doing that anymore. We need to do this other thing. So what do we do with that? Well, I really like to encourage visionaries to have an idea box. And here's why. Because without one, the impact that we typically see on a team is that they get distracted from the main thing. They get distracted from what they were supposed to accomplish. And you might see this as people not meeting their deadlines, not hitting their goals, or feeling like they are not making progress towards this project that you want them to do, but really you've distracted them with this other idea, this other random project. Oftentimes, team members feel overwhelmed, and so you may see it as them being short with you. You may notice that they are not willing to take on new projects, or they're not being as proactive. They're very reactive, and sometimes that can come because you've overwhelmed them with additional projects and ideas. They can feel pretty frustrated. In fact, I've seen team members leave an organization because they felt like the pace was frantic, the ideas were flying left and right, they could never accomplish a project before somebody came in and said, nope, we're going to pivot and do something else. And ultimately, all of this impacts the profits of your business. And so it's really important that if you are a visionary, that you get this under control so that it can be leveraged for good. Okay. So one of the easiest ways to get this under control is to create what I like to call an idea box. And we'll talk practically in a minute about what that is. But when you have an idea box, it gives you a place essentially to put things that allow it to be filtered through your business goals and key performance metrics, right? So at the end of the day, there are lots of good or even great ideas out there for your business. And I can speak as an owner, I struggle with this a lot. There are lots of good, there are lots of great ideas out there. But what is right for your business right now, for the way you want to run it, for the way you want to run it, for the goals that you have in place for this quarter or this year. Sometimes ideas are really great for other people and other businesses, but they're not great for yours. And then sometimes ideas are really great for your business, but just not really great right now, and they need to be saved for later. So we want to be able to filter all of our ideas and big visions through those business goals. We also want to leverage the impact priority matrix, which I have another episode on. I'll link to that in the description here. But that really helps us really understand what is the potential impact on the business if we implement this idea, and what is the effort required to make this idea happen. What this does is it forces visionaries to go from that big picture and really bring themselves down into the weeds a little bit so they can start thinking practically about what it means to implement this idea. Now, the key is we don't want to stifle your ideas. We just need to filter them. We need to have some filters to put them through. The business goals, KPIs, impact priority matrix are all good filters. And then at the end of the day, I always talk about making sure that we are solving for problems. We aren't adding things that are not solving a specific problem. Again, there's another episode on that, making sure that you're solving specific problems in your business and not just creating more work. So let's talk about what it could look like to have an idea box where you as a visionary or the visionary that you work with can take those ideas, get them out of their head and get them somewhere so that this filtering process can happen, or even just so that they're held onto until the team has the capacity to venture into those ideas, right? So this could be a physical box. I've heard of people actually writing their ideas down and putting them inside of a box. I've heard of them journaling their ideas and giving them a place on paper. I'm a big fan of journaling, but let me tell you why I don't like this physical idea box idea. Where the reality is that your team can't access it. Your team are your problem solvers. They're the ones who you hope are independently making decisions to solve problems in the business. And if they can't access your idea box, then they're likely going to, one, not have all the creative ideas that you have gotten from these masterminds or books that you've read or just come up with yourself, or they're always going to be asking you for your input when really you already thought through some of these things. You already have ideas for these. It's just the team doesn't have access to it. So I don't love the idea of like a physical written journal or a box or sticky notes or whatever for your ideas. What I would prefer that you do is do something digital. So I've seen people implement a Slack channel that is just like the idea channel. It's like, learned about this. This could be cool to think about in the future. Thought about this, read about that, heard about this. This is something we could implement in a future launch. You know, ideally, there is a place like that that it can be shared. Now, if it's not a Slack channel, it could be an Asana board or whatever you use for your project management. You can actually have a board that is just for ideas. What I like about the Slack channel, what I like about the Asana board or the project management system board, that it's a place where not only your team can access your creative ideas, but actually they can add their own. So they can add their own ideas because your team, ideally, especially your leaders, are listening to podcasts too. They're reading books too. They are in programs like my Retain group program for retention leaders where they're learning from other retention leaders and then they're coming to the table with ideas that maybe are not right for right now, but they want a place to be able to put them. So having that Asana board, especially, or Monday or whatever you use for team project management, that can even allow you to quickly tag the ideas for organization purposes. Like this is a marketing idea, a launch idea, a retention idea, a list builder idea, whatever it might be. And it can also allow you to prioritize. So once you filter something through the action priority matrix, it would be essentially in one of four categories, and you could label it as one of those four categories, or you could label how urgent it might be or how much time you think it would take to implement this. And people can discuss that particular idea in the chats and the comments within Asana around that particular project. If you want to create a thriving online community, you need to join my free Community Creators Hub. Inside of this free hub, you're going to get access to a searchable database of every episode of this podcast, as well as my favorite free resources like my 77 plus connection ideas list, community manager best practices guide, and scripts for video messaging, plus so much more. Discover the tools and the resources that I rely on to grow and manage thriving online communities. Just go to communitycreatorshub.com to get your free access. So that's why that's really my preference. But the key is that you have a place to put all of these, ideally digitally, ideally your team can access it, and your team can also add their own. And in the best case scenario, they can tag and categorize these. Now, if you are like a lot of busy CEOs and visionaries that I know, the last thing you want is to have to go into a Slack channel or go especially into a project management system like Asana and create a task for every idea that you have. That is not what you want to be doing. And honestly, it's probably not the best use of your time. So what does it look like to make this work for you? Well, there's a couple suggestions that I have. The first one is when you don't have somebody that maybe you're working super close with, like an integrator, but you have somebody who's more of like a virtual assistant that supports you or an executive assistant that supports you. So you can Voxer. Voxer is voice messaging. You can also do voice messaging with Slack. My assistant and I use Voxer, so that's kind of what I think about. But you can voice message them as ideas come up. So for me, Voxer is on my phone. It's really easy for me to pick up my phone, hit the button, send Donna a message telling her my harebrained idea, and I'll say, put this for the fall, or like, don't worry about this until this other thing is done. But I can at least get the ball out of my court and into her court. And then what Donna will go and do is she goes and puts it into the correct Asana project or task. And then if she needs anything from me, she will ask. But Donna knows that I'm going to come to the table with ideas and not necessarily need to implement them. But her job is simply to get it into Asana, where it can be tracked. So you can have the same thing where you have like a brain dump Voxer or whatever with your assistant who just helps get it into that idea board. Now, a little bit more advanced strategy for those of you that have team members or larger team members outside of just an assistant is having a person like an integrator that is really functioning as the intermediary in some ways between you and the team. So the integrator's job is to look at all of the departments and all of the projects and everything that's going on and make sure that the team as a whole is focused on the right priorities to hit company goals, and then work with the visionary to say, well, we can do that, but maybe not right now, or how, like asking the right questions to get to a solution. So I do recommend that whether it's a community manager or integrator, whatever role it might be, that you have a weekly meeting with somebody to share those ideas and to just check on where things are from a team. There's a lot of other things we do in that weekly meeting, but it is a good time for you to brain dump ideas. You can brain dump these ideas just to someone who knows these things. They need to know that an idea is not an assignment. Not all team members can handle that. Plenty of team members are also visionaries and also would run with any idea that you throw their way. And then other team members may feel obligated to implement any idea that you share, especially when we are extremely passionate and opinionated about sharing ideas. You need a team member that's got a good backbone that can see it as an idea that's just going to sit and not an assignment, right? And then second, they need to know how to ask good questions. So they need to know how to get to the bottom of where this idea came from, what you think it's going to help, how you're thinking about implementing it, when you think you might want to implement it. And you can push back and say, I don't know, I just wanted it to be in the idea box for now. But you may have some more insight, and they need to be able to ask good questions to figure out how important is this idea to you compared to all the other ideas that you've shared. And then they also need to be able to know when to push back, when to look at you and say, that sounds really awesome, but we are 2 weeks away from this launch, and something like this is going to require 4 weeks for the team to prepare. And if we try to rush it, we're actually not going to get to do this other project that you want us to do for launch. So I'm happy to rush the team on this, but I don't think we're going to get the quality that you want. And we're also not going to be able to do this other project. Is that something that you would be okay with? Or would you rather us put this into our next launch, not the one coming up in a couple weeks, right? So they need to be able to push back and help reprioritize. So if you're coming to the table and you're like, I want this idea implemented by this time, it's no longer in the idea box. It's now in the project box. Like, we want to do this. You need a team member that can really help push back and share with you from the implementation side of the team what that's going to require so that we don't have all of those other things like the resentment, the overwhelm, the frustration, the missed deadlines, the drop balls that can come when we don't have that kind of process in place. So whether it is a quick voice message to an assistant who's just putting it in the idea box, whether that be physical or digital, ideally digital, or if it's an actual team member like a community manager or an integrator or project manager that you meet with on a weekly basis that you're dumping these ideas to, who can help really filter on the spot and help sort. Either way, I want you to have a place to put these. And I know as a visionary, it's going to be hard for you to keep up with that process likely unless you have some support. And again, their job is not to implement. That's the most important thing. Their job is not to implement. And you've got to realize that as well, that when you come back with a ton of ideas, you don't want your team implementing those right away because you want to make sure that you are solving important problems in the business, that you understand the effort and the impact that those ideas might have on the business, and understand that your team probably already has a full plate. So if we're going to move this to a priority, then something else is probably going to have to get pushed back or taken off the plate, right? So the job is to collect the ideas and categorize the ideas so that the team can leverage them later. And this is the final thing I'll say about this idea box, is that when we build a solid bank of ideas that the team has access to, and we do a good job of collecting and categorizing them, then it's a beautiful thing because now the team has this idea bank that they can go to when they have a problem to solve. Not all of your team members are really creative thinkers. Not all of them are reading podcasts and books and masterminds, and they're definitely not attending the masterminds that you're attending. So getting those ideas transferred to your team is actually very beneficial. But you need a process and a system so that they know how to leverage it when the time is right, which is, for example, oh, we are struggling with keeping people past 30 days in the membership. We have our cohort retention between 30 and 60 days is actually pretty low. We'd like some creative ideas for onboarding and to engage and activate new members. I go to the idea box. I'm looking at things tagged retention, tagged onboarding, and I'm going in there and I can see the ideas that are there and I can vet them and then I can figure out what I think is going to be the best solution to move forward. And sometimes it can just be used to stir creative juices. We're working on a new launch strategy. We're working on a new something, launching a new deliverable in the business. We want to get a little creative with how we do that so we can go to the idea bank. I hope this was helpful, and I hope that it prevents what I see with a lot of the people I work with, which are visionaries who are running these companies, who are struggling to keep employees, and their employees are overwhelmed and frustrated, and they're struggling to meet deadlines, and the visionary is like, what's going on with this person? They're not meeting all these deadlines, right? And then when I talk to the visionary and I talk to the team member, I find out there's a lot of ideas and a lot of things being thrown their way. And then the visionary will say, well, I never meant for them to implement that. I never meant for them to do that if they didn't have time. That wasn't a priority over this other thing. But because this person really hasn't been able to distinguish the difference between a project or an assignment and an idea, then we tend to really struggle. So the goal with the idea box or the idea bank is to make it very clear what is an idea, what is not, to collect and organize those ideas. They can be leveraged by you and the team as needed to solve specific problems in the business going forward. If you have an established membership, you know that retention is the name of the game. When you can keep your customers longer, you increase the lifetime value of each and every customer, which increases your profitability in your business. If you've been wanting to decrease your churn, keep your customers longer, and establish somebody in your business to help really support you on the retention journey, I want you to take a look at my Retain Group Consulting Program. This is crafted specifically to help you establish a solid retention strategy and support a leader on your team that can become the retention leader you've been looking for. Just go to joinretain.com to learn more.
Hey friend, thanks for listening. If you like this episode, make sure to subscribe. Then do me a favor and leave a review letting me know what you want to hear more of. To learn more about the show or connect with me, head to shannalynn.com. That's shannalynn.com. Until next time.